who God is. God is a militant God. He ain't no plaything. He's not no little God that just let the devil do what he wanted to do. Jesus was radical. He was bad. Hey, he's a militant God. Hallelujah. He says a foul and take it by force. When are you going to pick up your weapon? Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to succeed in life just being a little sissy and a little passive Christian. Hallelujah. The church has no business being sissy. The church has no business being weak. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, ye shall have power. Power. Hallelujah. We letting our children die and go to hell while we sitting up in the church. But the church is guilty.
Jesus Christ, save me, deliver me.
If I had your eyes for a day, I could see the world the way you see it. Treat people the way you treat them with love. Replace the sadness with hope from up above. A shoulder to lean on when life sweeps you under a rug. You never feel alone, you never feel alone. A prodigal son, you welcome me with open arms. After my lack of faith when I'm going through a storm. Not knowing that you've been here with me all along. Why do you take me back every time I relapse? A heart like yours, I really need that. To show forgiveness, cause I was forgiven, now I'm living. We all sinning, but Christ is risen, so we all winning.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. The ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Father, forgive us cause we know not what we doing. I'm reading for your influence, but lately I've been truant. The world's been my influence, and it's created a delusion, ball of confusion. But maybe if I had your eyes, I can reach the secluded, minds polluted, I know minds polluted. I'm praying for my people, stuck in correctional institutions, telling them there's hope, and someone who really cares. Cause you're healing oppressed people everywhere, and there's no need to be scared, he knows your deepest fears. But if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear. Knowing you.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody, this beautiful Monday morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I say good morning to you with so much love, so much happiness, and so much peace on this day. Guess what? Because you and I are over this land, no matter where you're at, God's people. He granted us new mercies. We're able. You're up this morning. You're able to hear my voice. You're able to hear the sounds of the birds. You're able to look at the beautiful sky. No matter where you're at, you have been given a newness, a newness. So that means anything that was old can be washed away, a new beginning. So what I'm asking you to do this morning is to stop whatever you're doing. It may be noontime where you're at. I don't know. But just command your atmosphere. Start your day commanding your atmosphere. Command it for something great. Just think above, outside of the box with a great expectation that God can do anything for you. We just have to remember, we got to be in the right alignment with him. We have to stay in his will no matter what, no matter how hard, no matter what the circumstances or your situation is. Just remember that God is there. Just reach out. Reach out. Answer the door when he's knocking. Just be in a right position at the right time. What's the right position, Evangelist Nita? Center man in his heart, in his will. Open your heart because he's there. He's tugging, he's pulling, and he's calling. Just be in a place to receive. I say good morning to everybody that's across this land again. All our international waters, we are grateful and thankful that you keep deciding to break the bread of life with us as we come to our executive meeting, sitting at the table with our Father, yes, our Father, breaking the bread with him, drinking his living water. Why? Because that's exactly where we're at. So we just thank you again, and we're not going to forget about you, United States of America. We love you. We thank you, and just continue to stay. We're picking you up this morning to take you, just be the passenger, to take something to get you, to take you to the executive meeting. Just stay there knowing that a blessing is going, you will be blessed. Good morning, Minister Shashita. Can you bring us in prayer?
Good morning, Evangelism. Yes, I can. And thank you. Thanks once again for tuning in with us at the executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And once again, God, we'd like to thank you for coming in and allowing us to sit with you, oh God, and be in your presence, oh God. As I commune with the Holy Spirit, oh Lord, I ask you, God, to decrease in me and increase in you, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for this day, oh God. And furthermore, God, I thank you, God, for the enlightenment of God, of your word, oh God. I thank you, God, for the things that you're doing in our life, oh God. I thank you, God, for this day, oh God, that we shall strive and do the things of you, oh God. May we continue this, God, to stay in the pocket with you, oh God, and strive to be the best, oh God. Let the saints know, God, it's not how many times they fail, God, but it's how many times they get up, God. But let us not have a spirit of being contentment, a feeling, oh God. But we shall have a spirit of contentment, of being pursuant of you, oh God, to move fast, move forward to you, oh God, to be in a blessed place of you, oh God, seeking your word, God, your knowledge, God, and your fasting, God, and your spiritual working that's within our life, oh God. We shall receive this, oh day, oh, on this day, oh God, for you, oh God. We thank you, God, for you giving us this knowledge, oh God, the enrichment of the spirit that you're giving us every morning, God, this day, oh God. We thank you, God, we do not take this for granted, oh God, because we know, God, it's for you, dear God, the betterment that you're bringing into our life, God. You're bringing us into places, oh God, meeting peoples and places, oh God, that we cannot fathom. horizon, God, to reach, God. We thank you, God. We know it's only you, God, that's doing this, oh God. You are bringing us into things, and God, and places and things, God, that only you can fathom, oh God. It's for the enrichment of our life, oh God. May we not take this, God, for granted, God, what you're doing in our life, oh God. Correction, God. Lord knows, God. It's correction that is love from you, God. It's correction. True correction comes from you, God. It's true love from you, God. Let us know this, God, and let us not be worried in our spirit, oh God, about the things that's going on around us, God. But we should keep our eyes on you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We should keep our eyes to the heaven from which our help comes, because we know, God, it's you, God, that's using different means and women of God to bring that help, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh day, oh God. We thank you for furthermore, God. We thank God for this Monday, God, because it's another day to praise your name, God, to sit with you, oh God, commune with you, God, and praise your name like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this week, oh God, so we can walk out very joyfully, oh God, and be a pillar into your world, oh God. We thank you, God, for doing the things that you're doing right now in us, oh God. I thank you, God, for giving me the strength, God, to wake up this morning and open my mouth and praise your name, oh God. We thank you, God, for like we say, oh God, you know, God, from here to the mountaintop, from the mountaintop, God, I shall praise your name forevermore, oh God. We love you, God. I love you, God, with the betterness of the firm of my heart, God, with my soul and every bit of me, oh God. I love you, God, from this day forth, I shall praise your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Hallelujah, oh God. Praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We do praise your name, Father God. We give you the highest praise, and that is hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Good morning, everybody. Without just holding up anything, today we're going to talk about waiting on God, being in a place of waiting on him, and it's going to be one of my most favorite scriptures, and that is Isaiah 40:31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Again, they will walk and not faint. And let me say this. I love the first song that came on this morning. As I was sitting there listening, whoever the songwriter was basically talking about this scripture. It was basically letting us know that we cannot be in a place where we give up. We cannot be in a place where we are cowards. We cannot be in a place where we're sissies, where we're just sitting around and not letting anything, any and everything go on. But we're in a place now, everybody that's at this executive meeting and has been coming to the executive meeting, we're in a place now where God has found a willing vessel. And I keep saying it, and I am going to say it with no apology, that God has found a willing vessel that's willing to come and tell the truth and step out of tradition and step out of ways that we think that things are supposed to be, but we're receiving it as the Bible tells us for it to be. Not being in a place where people are afraid that they're not going to have a big congregation, or that are people not going to come, or they're not going to be in a place where they want to, they're missing ties. See, when you find true women, men and women of God that's willing to go into a situation or into a battle or whatever, you're going into a battle not realizing that different people may shut down on you. People may sit and not and go against the odds, to go against what you have to say, because they're stuck on what is called normalcy. They're stuck on what they feel is normal, not stuck on what is truth, not in a place where they're willing to receive the truth. Because when you speak the truth and it's not something that you've heard all in all God-given time or all in all your time, then you sit and you look at the person that's on the other side and sit and say that they must be discombobulated. They must be Betty the blockhead or boo-foo the woo-foo, whatever you want to call it. But when you sit and you're getting to a place where you're studying the word, you're reading the word, not just studying it, you're meditating on the word, but you are seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then you know that you will come into truth. You know that you are receiving the edification of the word. And that's, and I don't know what, why I started this way, because the Holy Spirit, I had another scripture. But you are going into a place where you have found someone that's going to give you the truth, that's going to give you what is real. And that's the great thing about it, that God has given us people, gifts, apostles. Some apostles are word, sit and say, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, some prophets that are in a place at this point in time where they are ready to tell the truth. And I'm looking for that scripture now. I know it's in Ephesians. That's not what I had planned, but this is where the Holy Spirit is leading me. Because one thing about it is that I'm in that place where I'm not trying to be a coward anymore. I'm in that place where I'm not going to be a sissy anymore. I'm in that place where I am studying the word of God. So when people come up to me and tell me, you know that the Bible says this, or you know that this is how it's supposed to be, I'm able to sit, not sitting back because I don't want to get into a confrontation with anyone, because I'm not going to argue about the Bible. But I do want to be into a place where I have received the unadulterated truth and able to go back and research and study the truth and get an understanding. See, let me just say this. Help me, Holy Spirit, because Apostle Temple, I hope you're on the line. I'm not sure, but I know I'm going to need your backup this morning. I don't know why the Holy Spirit got me going into this place, but let me just keep it real. Can we have a realist conversation? We sit and, okay, I'm going to use Apostle Temple. He comes on. He gives us nuggets. He's teaching. He's preaching. He's being the apostle. He's being the pastor. He's being everything that they said, that the gifts that God gave us in Ephesians 4:11. He's being all of that. And we're receiving it. And one thing that I love about him is one thing that he says all the time: don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. Go and study yourself. And it's a beautiful thing when you receive something, you hear something, you gather something, and then you're ready to apply it. But then you may have some wavering about what you might have heard, because that's not what mama taught you. That's not what grandmother. Let's go back to the great-great-grandmothers, because my great-grandmother is who taught me, who was Pentecostal. She's who taught me different things. So when great grandmama told me something, guess what? It was real. It was just as if God had said it. It was just as if God had said it. But through my walk of life, my walk of my Christianity, when I stopped playing and decided that I was going to be real, and that deciding to be real was deciding to meditate on the word of God. The deciding to be real was to change my thinking. The deciding to be real was to make a conscious decision that I choose God over life, because I had to get to the point where I realized that if I didn't have him, then I was nothing. If I didn't have God, then I don't have life. Because when I didn't have God, I might have been living a life, a fast life, doing all types of different things, doing things that I wasn't supposed to do. And when I playing, let's call it like it is, playing God, playing church, Father, I love you today, but the next day, about 10 minutes later, go and do and commit a sin, and then something may happen, and then I'm sitting there begging and pleading all through the night, don't kill me, don't kill me, or my breathing may get shallow. Lord, don't take my breath away from me, or whatever. But when I got into a place where I made a conscious decision, and as I stated yesterday, I answered the door, listened to the call, I made a conscious decision that I was going to change things. And in that change came more trials. In that change came more tribulation. But because of the teachings that I have been receiving over the past 3 years, every time a strong storm would come by, I was still to see myself in a place. I have one of my sisters just recently told me, she said, you don't have to tell me, but you're going through a storm, but I see you standing on a mountaintop with the winds blowing in your hair everywhere, but you're not budging. And that comes from being under a leadership or being under someone that has went through the valleys, that has went through the trials and still are going through the trials, but are not in a place where they're afraid to speak about those trials, not be in a place where they can teach about what's going to get you from one place to the next. And this is why it is so beautiful that God loved us enough that in Ephesians 4:11, he gave us gifts, a gift. It clearly says, now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and the teachers. And their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. It says this here. It's in Ephesians 4:11. But I'm going to have to keep it real. We have so many people that's in a clergy position that they don't care about that. What they care about is that I saw God in my dream, in my prayer time last night. I saw God, and he told me to tell you to go to Psalms 27 and for you to sow a seed of 2750 or 2700 or 20. That's not what God. That is not what God means about equip his people. What God means about equipping his people is having a person, people, places, or whatever that's going to tell you the truth, that's going to set you free, that's going to take you out of bondage, because what we realize is that Jesus is the light, and also Jesus is the life. And you and I have to be in a place where we need to receive this. We can't be in a place when someone says something because you are in disagreement with it, or you feel like that's not what I've been knowing all my life, that you choose not to receive it. And see, that's why so many of us stay into a dark place. That's why we stay with the weight of the world chained around our ankles. This is why we cannot move forward. This is why we cannot be in a place of prosperity. And then when we will sit in a church, we will sit, I'm talking about me, we will sit in a church knowing that something may not be right, but we too afraid to say something. Well, let me tell you something about the too afraid to say something. The too afraid to say something will cause you death. I'm saying it. It will cause you death. It will cause you to be in a place where there is no growth. You will spiritually die. And I'm not going to just say it the spiritually. You will physically. And you need to ask yourself on this day, no matter where you're at, Nigeria, South Africa, Jamaica, wherever you're at, you need to ask yourself, United States of America, are you being fed the truth? Are the people that the gifts that God gave you that you are sitting up on, are they equipping you? Because that's exactly what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be equipping you for the race that you have to run. They're supposed to be equipping you so you can receive your reward, your crown, whatever. They are supposed to be equipping you so you can see the many mansions that was already prepared. So you need to ask yourself, are the people that you are listening to, the people that you are constantly, because you're not studying yourself. And that's why it's so good to know, I mean, to realize that when you know that you want to apply the teachings that God is telling you, that you're able to go back to the scriptures. And you, if you don't understand it, then you sit and you pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to give you the understanding. But then you also have that man or woman of God that has given you that scripture, that has given you that, see, they have to have a knowing. They have to have a knowing before they can teach you these different things. They have to have a knowing. And how do they get a knowing? They are under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Temple, I'm not sure if you're on this morning. If you on, I'm going to say good morning to you to see if it's something that you would like to add into this or not. Okay, so Minister Chiquita, is there anything that you would like to expound on?
Yes, Evangelist.
Hello, is anybody there? Okay, so I'm going to keep on going. So I say that to sit and say to you all, I'm going to go back to verse 12. It says, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come back to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. That's when those kingdom principles come in. That's where those core values come in. This is where knowing God, knowing him, trusting him, believing in him, realizing that he is here to help you and not to hurt you, realizing that he chose people. He chose people, not man-made people. He chose people. He gave them, he presented them to us as a gift to give us the clarity, to give us the understanding, to equip us for different things, different trials, to equip us with the truth, to equip us to know that the things that we are doing, we are in decent, we are doing it in decency and order. We are doing it because we are in his full, under his grace, doing things the correct way. And we have to, as a people, and I'm not telling anybody to go up to their pastor, because we have to respect the office. But what I'm saying to you is that if you're sitting up under someone and you know that the things that are being said or the things that's being taught and you don't see any type of manifestation or things that are going on and you know that these things are not correct, then you might want to sit and do a reevaluation of yourself. Because the bottom line is that I don't know about you all, but I want to be in a place where I reap my rewards. I want to be in a place where I'm being taught to come up out of the wrong way and to be in a new place where I can receive the blessings of God. I want to be into a place where I can speak and realize that the authority and the power that God has given me can change my atmosphere. I want to be in a place to know that faith without work is dead. I want to be in a place to know that I don't have to see something physically to know that God, if God said it, that it's going to take place. I want to be into a place that my trust is just out the roof and nothing and nobody can come and take it away. And this comes from, again, it comes from teachers that's going to take their time and they're going to roll their sleeves up, because some of us may not get it the first time. We may not get it the second time. We may not get it the third time. But they're going to sit and say, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not, because why? Because you're here. Because you're under the roof. Because you're showing me that you're in a place that you're ready to receive what the Holy Spirit has told me. This is where we're at. This is where you should be. You should be in a place that nothing and nobody will separate you from the love of God. And the love of God is for you to receive his true unadulterated word. The love of God is for you to receive the truth, even if it's going to sting you. The love of God is to know that you may be in a bad place. You may be a sinner, man, but you can get to a place where you repent, you confess, and he, like the prodigal son, he's going to stand there and allow you to run into his arms. He's going to have his arms opened up to you. But you have to be in a place where people are going to tell you the truth. You have to be in a place where dealing with somebody that's just not telling you something and passing the plate around two times and sit and say, well, I got something else to tell you, but we got to take up this offering right here. No, you have to be in a place where somebody is sold out, that somebody, your apostle, wait a minute, what is it? Because I wanna make sure that I'm saying it. Your apostle, your prophet, the evangelist, the pastors, and the teachers are true. They're genuine. They know the word of God. They're living holy lives. They're not today doing one thing and the next thing doing something else. They realize that their purpose, that God created them for them to be, for him to be glorified through them. Not for them to glorify, for God, for them to receive the glory, but for God to receive the glory for their work, for the things that they're doing, for the things that they're teaching you. Not just teaching you, but they're being examples of what they have going on in their life. Whatever they're teaching you, you should be able to sit back and see that in them as well. Because I'm just going to keep it real. If I didn't see it, I would have been gone long time ago. I would have been gone long time ago just because of drama, just because of whatever. But see, when you see somebody that's still standing, they hoof. My apostle like to wear some cowboy boots, so let's go that way. When them hoof steps, is dug deep down in the ground and he gets to the point where he does not mind to continue to be cultivated, to be tilled, to be sifted, but he continues to move on. And through those teachings, through those trainings, through those understandings, I'm going to go back and I'm going to teach the church because I answered the calling. So now I'm going to make sure that the body of Christ receives what they're supposed to receive. I'm not going to sit here and charge them. In case you all don't know, I know Nigeria, you just coming on the phone. We cannot in ADM if we got an electric bill that needs to be paid, rent that needs to be, we cannot sow a seed into that church because what self-love is being taught. Self-control is being taught. To love thyself is being taught. And this is what I'm talking about today, and I don't understand why the Holy Spirit had me go this way, but I'm in a place of obedience. And some people may agree and some people may not agree, but where I'm at right now in my transparency, it doesn't matter because as long as God is validating it, that's all that matters. But I'm speaking some truth here today. I'm speaking some truth whether people want to listen to it or not. If you're not under, if you have somebody, your bishop, your apostle, whoever it is that's leading you and they guiding you and they giving you false teaching, then guess what? You in a world of trouble. But if you got somebody that you know, because they're walking the walk, they talking the talk, they have a compassion for God's people, they love God's people so much that they refuse to leave them in a place of darkness, in a place. And you know, this is the thing about it, what I understand about God's people. God's people are peculiar people. So therefore, because they're his chosen people are peculiar. So when you have a peculiar person, the people that is in the norm that cannot see that peculiarness, they always think that it's an issue. They always come up against what's being said. But what you need to know today is that God made that person a peculiar person. God is the one. When that person sat and said that I am going to do this, and things are going to be this way, and this is how I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it my way, but I am going to trust in the Lord and not lean on my own standing. Of course, people like you and I, or somebody that's just out of the total blue, being used to doing things a certain way and not really knowing how God moves, not really knowing how the Holy Spirit operates, we feel like that person is the person in the wrong. Well, I'm sitting here to tell you today, I know it's a song say, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving God is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving what the Holy Spirit is teaching me at this point in time and focusing and showing me that I cannot sit and listen to what all men say, but I have to be into a place where I hear what the Holy Spirit is telling me, I have to be able to identify that I'm in the right place where God wants me at this time, not even caring that I'm going through trials, not even caring that I'm going through tribulations, but when the signs come, when the dreams come, when the visions come, if I wasn't in the right alignment, I would not receive them. So I'm here to tell you all today, we already know that we have to do a self-examination of self. But sometimes you need to be in a place where you're self-examining the deliverer. You have to be in a place to see what this deliverer is telling you. Can they walk the walk? What this deliverer is saying, is this how they're living? And what this deliver, if this deliverer is telling you that if you're obedient to the Lord, if you love the Lord, if you trust the Lord, that through COVID-19, that businesses will open. When a prophetic comes through, is that prophetic being fulfilled? And the prophetic is coming through, but it's no attachments with it. It's being done free. I'm sitting and telling you all that it is very important for you to know and understand that God loves us so much that he gave us gifts to help us to learn, to help us to be into a place where we are living under his will. Because you have some that sit and allow you to do whatever you want to do, and that's not in God's will. I sit and tell people, I used to tell my sons and tell people all the time, I love you to death. And I had to stop saying that. But this is the real thing. Every time I would turn my eye or turn my back to something, knowing that it wasn't what it was supposed to be, I was in the physical. In the physical, in the natural, loving someone to death. I was. And see, that's what goes on in the church a lot, just like it was said. You got people that's coming up on the pulpit that you know that they're not supposed to be on the pulpit because maybe of different lifestyles, maybe because of a knowing sin. Maybe. I told you all. It took me 2-point-something years to become an evangelist because my life was not right. And see, that's something that God had to sit and tell the man, listen, you bet I'm holding you accountable for it. I am holding you accountable for something, whatever. You bet not. And this is what I know a lot of us like to sit and wear titles. Titles don't mean anything to me. What means something to me is I could be Shanita LaWanda Ponton all the days of my life. It does not matter with nothing in front of it. What matters to me is that God loves me enough that he put somebody in my life that was going to bring the rod of correction and let me know you cannot go before the people doing this and doing that and saying this. My mouth could not be filthy. Oh, Lord, a filthy mouth. Your mouth could not be filthy. You will not bring blessings and curses out of that same mouth. You will not sit here and do this, and I have to appreciate it. So I'm going to say I'm not going to be much longer. I'm just because, like I said, I have no clue why I am here. But I am sitting and telling you now, I'm not sitting and telling you to leave your church to come to ABM. I'm telling you how to save your soul. I'm telling you how to be in a place where you are up under somebody that's going to tell you the truth, that you are up under somebody that's a living example, that you are up under somebody that's not going to let you know that, yeah, it's okay for you to keep sinning, because it's not. It is not okay for you to keep sinning. Those people were put in place to teach us what was right, to give us clarity, to bring us together as a full body for a unification process, for us to do what? To serve the Lord so God can get the glorification out of our lives, out of the things that we do, so we don't sit and make the same old mistakes, so we don't sit and go out of doctrine, or so we don't go and use principles in the wrong way, but for us to stay in a place and be able to receive the right way, to receive the right way. And while we're receiving, we don't grow weary. We don't get into a place where we faint. We don't get into a place. We realize that there are trials, there are tribulations before us, but we're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep moving. And why, as long as we're moving forward and we're showing God that we're trying to get to our destination, guess what? He's going to be there to pull you along the way, because it is not an easy process. It is not. It's something that you have to sit and you have to work on. It's not something today you in it and tomorrow you not. It's not something today you feel the hairs of your body lifting up off of your arms and you say, oh, the Holy Spirit is with me, and the next second somebody piss you off and the Holy Spirit is gone. No, when he is there, he is there. He is there. When he is there, he is there. If that's what you choose, that's what you choose. But you and I must stay in a place. You and I must be up under somebody who's teaching you to let you know, don't you give up. Don't you be afraid. Don't you be a sissy. Don't you be a coward. You gird your lungs up. You get into a place. You dig your feet into the ground. You speak to your dry bones. When you sick, you prophetically speak to yourself. You continue to encourage yourself. You live right by God. You trust him. You love him. You have faith in him. Don't you dare. Those that sin and allow you and don't have time to even say a word to you, or don't have time to be an encourager in a time of encouragement, to be a chastiser in a time of wrongness, then you need to do a reevaluation. You need to. Because the Lord, the word says, John 14:15, to love me is to obey my commandments. And you have to have somebody at every now and again to remind you, don't you get too far away from that. Don't you get to the point where situations are out of control. Don't you let things get out of control. Or a person that's going to sit and tell you, even if they feel like it's going to hurt your feelings, they're going to tell you the truth, because they realize how much God loves you, because he loves them the same way, that they're not going to just sit in a place and have a closed mouth. Or a person that's not going to interfere into something because they realize their discernment, or God may have told them, don't you interfere into this, because it's not your battle, because it's my battle, and I don't need you jumping into something that I got going on. So I sit and say to you all today that get into a place and realize that God loves us in places for us to be in the right place, and that place is in his vein. That place is in center mass. That place is in his will, in alignment with him, and to keep us in that place, to bring us together on one accord, in one accord, so we can have the same purpose to give God, so God can be glorified through us, so God can sit and say, job well done, faithful servant. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare throw in the towel. What you do is, again, like I say, take a reevaluate your situation. Reevaluate and ask yourself, are you moving under whatever you're under, whoever you're under at this time? Do you see yourself? Can you see blessings going on in your life? Can you see when a rod of correction that puts you back because you are on the wrong trail, the rod of correction puts you back on the right path? Can you sit and say, you know what? I thank you, faithful servant. Job well done. I thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the guidance that the Holy Spirit gives you. I thank you for being who you are. Ask yourself that. Ask yourself, are you in that position now? Or are you in a position that you're being fed something that you can't go back and find or you can't go back and read? But it goes back to you, too. It goes back to you. It goes back to ask yourself, what are you putting in? What are you putting in? Because they're only there to keep us. They're there. But what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you meditating? Are you studying? Are you even reading? Are you even saying a prayer, communing and talking to God? Because if you are the first person, you're the first person that got to make the change. You are the first person that has to make a conscious decision that this is what you want. So when you do sit up under somebody, you can sit and you can understand and you can realize and you can test the waters. You can sit and say, you know, okay, is this correct or is this correct or is this person just having me here because they want this or they want their numbers to grow. They looking for the ties, the whatever. Or are they really speaking some truth into the situation? The only way you're going to know, my people, is for you to get yourself in alignment, for you to study the word of God, for you to pray like we learned last week that fasting is a way of life. Praying, we can't pray to demand and command God to do anything, but you can ask for guidance. You can ask for proper leadership. You can ask for those different things. So I'm not sure who God may be talking to, the Holy Spirit may be talking to, and I may just be talking to myself. But guess what? I'm going to receive what the Holy Spirit is saying on today. And I pray that you and anybody else that's under the sound of my voice, you sit and you reevaluate, you pay attention, because what you don't want to be is in a place of the unknowing. You don't want to be left in a place of darkness. And I'm not telling you, again, that ADM has to be your church. We would love for our, you know, membership to grow. But that's not what this conversation is about. This conversation is bringing you to an awareness, bringing you to a place out of darkness, because I lived in darkness for so long. I lived into a place where whatever people told me was the truth. I lived into a place where I was not in a place where if somebody told me something that I could sit and write a note to sit and say, you better go back, you better check that out for yourself or whatever. I lived into a place that if God came down today and said the end of the world is today, that I was going to hell. I lived into that place. So I'm not talking to you about something, but now I strive to make a difference into my life. That's what I do. So I'm going to leave you all today praying that this conversation, and it's a real conversation, is being transparent, nothing scripted, not even, like I said, Isaiah 40:31 was the topic that I was going into, but being obedient to the Spirit, I'm led, I'm compelled to say what where we need to be at this day and time. And I'm sitting here, I'm compelled, because I'm going to tell you this one thing I do know is the latter is greater. I do know that I am the head, I am not the tail. I do know that God has blessings for me. I do know that every place that I put my feet, I will receive, I will be blessed. I do know that I am building a storehouse right now. I do know that in the trials and tribulations that I will be victorious. I do know that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. How do I know that? Because I have received the teachings, and I have applied the teachings in my life. And just not because someone has told me, I've went back, I've read over the scriptures, I've asked the Holy Spirit to enlighten me, I've asked the Holy Spirit to continue to expand my horizons, I've asked the Holy Spirit, things that may not be right, give me a sign. Yes, I'm a Gideon. If it's not right, Father, give me a sign. I'm not, when I say I'm a Gideon, I'm not a Gideon, but I will do what Gideon has done, and with no apologies. I am in a place where I can sit and say, Father, help me get to the place where I'm living holy with no apologies, not looking over my back, wondering what this person is going to say and what this other person is going to say. But I'm going to continue to march on to reap the benefits. I am that person that can sit and say, at one point in time, I was sitting and putting, sowing into bad soil. I can say that. But when you sit before somebody, under someone, and you can see the manifestation in there in your life, you sit and say, just like a child say, when I grow up, I want to be like you. And why? Because that person is dependent and trusting on the Lord and leading by example. The lives are an example. Yes, we fall short about, we fall short all the time. I fall short all the time. But I am thankful that I can sit and tell God, yes, Lord, I confess I fell short in this area, Lord. I need you to help me with my temperament, Lord. I need whatever it is that I need help in, I don't have a problem because I don't want to yield. And if I was not taught by example, if I did not see an example, if I did not see somebody drawing something or an illustration, then I'd still be out there as the Israelites wandering around. And I'm over the 40-year mark, wandering around. But sometimes you get tired and sick and tired of the same things over and over. This is why it is so important for you to be in a place where you are going to receive the truth and not have any type of complaint about it. You are sit and say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. See, a lot of people don't get to the place. They thank God for all type of different things, but I'm a little bit different. I thank him for putting me into a place where I can see. I'm a seer. I'm a visual person. I'm a person. I have to visualize things. And sometimes you may not sit and agree with everything the way that God may bring things against you, but when you sit back and you go back and you review what might have been said or you review what has been done, you go back and say, you know what, God is a God of structure. God is a God of order. God is a God that he's not just going, he is everywhere. He is everywhere, but you can trust and believe there's structure in everything that he does. We know that because when he created the earth, he did it at certain times. So I'm just sitting and saying to you all today as I just continue to go on and on and on, get into a place where you have people that take their assignment from God. They take it. It's their heart. It's heartfelt. You know, when you on the streets, you living on the in the world, you dedicated. Some people hit their chest, throw their hands up in the, you know, I'm true, I'm faithful, I'm dedicated to the cause. Do that for God. Do that for God. And when you do that for God, then pay attention to where he puts you. God will sometimes put us in some awkward places, in some awkward situations, just to see if you're going to allow the people, the person, the places, the things that he has surrounded you with to help you get up out of it, or are you going to lean on your own understanding? Are you going to still be stuck into your same old place? Well, not me. I don't care if I got to crawl. I don't care if I got to be a snail, because at one point in time, I was a snail. On today, I'm trying to run like a deer, and y'all know that they run fast. So I leave you all today, and I pray that God has touched somebody, that he has touched, and this word does not fall on deaf ears, that it is it was received, it will be applied to your life, and you will go back and you will think about the things that were said. No, it is not no holier than thou. It's not. It's a real talk. Today was a real talk, and I pray that you receive it. We love you at ADM. We pray that you all have a beautiful day. This is the beginning. It is Monday. We still have a whole bunch of day ahead of us, a whole week ahead of us. Do something new. Step out on faith. Do stop doing the same thing over and over. Show God that you trust him, you believe in him, and that you have an expectation that he will do something great for you on today. And guess what? If it does not happen today, have the expectation that it will happen tomorrow, because we know that God promises our yes and amen, and his word never comes back void. So if he promised it, and you, it is going to happen. So I leave you with peace, love, and happiness, and have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless you.